do that, but she rode in with the 911 and she went, come pick her up. She didn't have any way home because the other one has to work till 4:30.
You said some people would call that a
snake doctor.
What kinds of insects will sting you?
Well, now there's a bunch of them here. There are a raft of them. There are yaller jackets, there are bumblebees, there are wasps, and there are honeybees, and boy, there are a raft of them here. And a whole bunch of them, it's the last few years, I don't even know what is.
What about something that builds a nest like this?
Well, that's a hornet.
They're pretty bad about stinging?
They tell me that them things are bad. Now, one time, I had a great big old one great big old bees. I don't ever see any more of them like them. He had a body about somewhere close to 1.5 to 2 inches long. And he's real big around. And he stung me right there on the arm. Because I seen him coming. He first was buzzing around me. And I take my hat and knocked him down, see. And he flew off out there a piece. And he turned around. And when he turned around, I knew he was going to get me. He come back just like a bullet, just fast as he could fly. And I reached up to get that old big hat. I had a big old black hat on, and he hit me right there. And boy, I mean, he sure did hurt. And I didn't hit him, but I throwed my hat at him when he left. And I cussed him and told him if I had my shotgun, I'd shoot him. And I would have if I'd had it. And it like tickled my wife to death. She was with me, see. It like to kill her the way I did. And the thing is what I did whenever he hit me that way. And she just laid down rolling there. But I had 7 big rising on that arm from that thing.
Where does the yellow jacket build a nest?
Well, they build it, some of them have built it in trees, but most of them build it in the ground.
What about something that builds a nest out of dirt or mud?
Well, that'd be what we call a mud dauber or a mud mason. We call them mud masons here. And he builds it. There's some of them in this house. I have to watch them, keep them beat out of here. And they got them. I noticed one going in through that keyhole in yarn, that back door. And I could hear him build him a nest, but I didn't bother him because he's down in there where it didn't bother nothing. I just let him go. But he's an insect. He's a spider getter. See? Now, that's what he does. He builds a house, and he fills it plumb full of spiders. And he lays an egg in there. And that egg germinates or gets born, hatches or whatever you want to call it. And then it lives on them spiders till it gets big enough to fly, and it cuts out and flies away, you see.
Will it sting you?
They won't hardly sting at all. It won't even hurt if they do much. Just barely will. I've caught them and just watched them. I've had them run a stinger all around my hand. But it all around my thumbnails, you know, I catch them by the wing just to see what they do. And now he can sting if he gets on a tender place, but it's not very, don't sting very much or smart very much. And He's a better friend to you than he is an enemy. Only enemy he is to you is like stopping up something or putting them on them mud houses where you don't want it, you see, and stuff like that. Now, he catches them spiders and he preserves them. He gives them a shot of something. Don't know what it is, but they're still alive, see. You can lay one down at his head, go out and you see him move just a little bit. But he don't ever move or leave or nothing. He just preserves him, see.
What about if you haven't cleaned a room in a while, up in the corner, up in the ceiling, in the corner, you might find a...
Yeah, one of them nested mud dauber nest or mud mason nest or spider web or some kind of insect. And that's the reason I don't... Now, last 2 or 3 days, last week, I've killed 2 spiders out of this house, and I don't like that. See, I'm scared of spiders because they are dangerous. A lot of them here is real poison. They bite you in maybe a place that big or right out plumb to bone. This girl right over yonder now, a guy told me yesterday, has got bit by one. Her name's and he had said she had a place about that big around. Just rotted out there with it and bit her, see. And he got bit by one on his leg, and he said he had done the same thing, see. And
would you call it a spider web if it's outside?
Spider web. Yeah, you call it spider web. Now
it's outside or in?
Yeah, they build them. You run into them. I'll go hunting and walking down through the wood, and one hit me in the face and just cover my face up. Maybe I wouldn't see it, you see. Spider web just cover up your face. And just get it off, and there it just sticks to you.